22 minutes to 9. Welcome back to Sabahul Muslim on Radio Islam International. We're running short of time, so I want to quickly continue the discussion from yesterday pertaining to why so many women are single. This is part of our women focus this month on Radio Islam International, and we are running with the hashtag Why Women and the RI Why Women hashtag. You can follow that on Twitter. I know yesterday I read out some of the reasons as to why women prefer to be single. And there are one or two more reasons. I did mention yesterday we'll try and give some perspective to all of these reasons. I wanted to do it today, but we'll carry over the perspective to tomorrow. But let me do this for today. The one or two that were left out in terms of reasons why women prefer to remain single, let's at least discuss those today. Quickly to recap, some of the reasons we discussed yesterday. Some women just don't believe that there's someone out there, you know. They succumb to the notion that all the good ones are taken, or they feel they're not lovable, or they're not pretty, or they're not, you know, good looking enough, and that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because as I explained yesterday, if you believe that there's no one out there for you, then your mind will gather evidence to reinforce your beliefs. Then we spoke yesterday about the fear of divorce. The rate of divorce is much higher. Divorces are much uglier these days. And many women feel that, you know, with that kind of a possibility and the likelihood of that possibility increasing by the day, they don't want to get into the marriage in the first place. The fear of responsibilities. Marriage can come across to many people as very stressful and confining, restricting, a kind of routine, like, you know, every day taking the kids to school and, you know, doing this and doing that and doing the other. The fear of lack of freedom. Whilst you're single, you have the freedom to pretty much do what you want, because you only have to worry about yourself. Here now you have to worry about your times, you have to worry about your schedule, because it impacts on your spouse, on children, etc. The fear of deceit. Many women feel that most men are liars and cheats, and that inevitably a man is going to hurt you, is going to betray you. The fear of becoming a mother. For some, this is very daunting. You know, the physical rigors of motherhood, the emotional rigors of motherhood. And then we spoke about the waiting for the perfect someone. Many want to get married. It's not that they prefer to remain single, but it's simply a case of, you know, they're waiting for that perfect person. They've created this image in their minds that physically, financially, emotionally, you know, the person must meet all these criteria. So they won't want a man who's dark-skinned. They don't want a man who's short. They don't want a man who doesn't have a good job or his own business. They don't want a man who doesn't own his own house. They don't want a man, and the list goes on, and you kind of, you know, narrow it down too much, and then you don't find the person that you're looking for. Now, the one that possible reason as to why women prefer not to get married, which we didn't get time to discuss yesterday, which I will discuss today before we move on to the perspectives tomorrow, inshallah, is that the woman may want her own career. Many women stay single because they feel, no, you know what, my primary focus in life right now is my career. I'm getting enough fulfillment through my career. I have goals for my career. I'm starting off at the bottom of the ladder. If I opt out now, if I have to get married, then I'm going to have children. Once I get married, I won't be able to give enough time to my career. Once I have children, I will have to take maternity leave. I'll have to look after the children. I'm not going to be able to focus on my career. My career path will be compromised. My climbing the ladder within my career is going to be severely compromised, and as a result, they feel they need to put career before romance. They need to put career before marriage. They feel, you know, maybe they come from an impoverished background, financially things are not very stable, and they feel, I don't want to get into a situation where financially I'm dependent on others, where financially I'm insecure, so I rather focus on my career and secure my own financial stability, and thereafter we'll see. So these are the kind of personal goals, and they try and explore that. They want to explore those goals before they explore the goal of a relationship, of marriage. Now, each one of these reasons requires some perspective. I mean, I'm not for a moment suggesting that any one or all or none of these reasons are valid. It requires perspective, and inshallah, in the coming days, we will try and give some perspective on that. And then we would appreciate your interaction as well and your thoughts. It's 17 to 9. We go for a quick break. When we come back, it's the weekly Cape Report with Voice of the Cape editor, Tisneem Adam.